Good to have you today on A Little Grace to Grow. I want to ask you a question as we get started, and it's almost redundant. Anybody who has been in ministry has experienced this, but can you recall the last time that you were disappointed? I mean, to the degree that it discouraged you, it affected you in such a way that you didn't even want to try anymore. Well, we're going to look at a passage of Scripture here that I believe will give us some encouragement, especially to those of you in ministry. Often, I, as I've served in ministry, have planned big days. And the primary purpose of big days is to get more people in attendance and hopefully evangelize to a greater capacity, to be able to see more people trust Christ and create some excitement amongst those who are saved. I planned a bonfire activity for our teenagers in the early 90s when I was a youth pastor. And boy, I put a lot of time and energy, and I felt like I put a lot of prayer into it, only to find out that, wow, it didn't meet half of my expectation. I was hoping we'd have some 50 kids show up, and I believe we may have had 15. And it really discouraged me. Well, the year progressed, and we did other things, and were able to plod along. So we did it again the following year, and once again, it was a downer. Had a few more people in attendance, but nothing compared to what was in my mind and what my expectations were. But then the third year we did it, and people came out of the woodwork. I mean, it was incredible. Not only that, we had six or seven kids make decisions for Christ. Some of them are even in the ministry today. It was awesome. It was a spirit lifter. Well, there's a passage in Proverbs 13, verse 12. I've read it, been familiar with it for years. And I never really thought about the whole verse. Proverbs 13, 12 says, "Hope deferred maketh the heart sick." Now, I was familiar with that. I remember reading that, thinking, boy, that's for sure. Planning activities, whether it be ministry or even a family event sometimes, and it just does not work out. And I thought, yes, I've been there. I have had hopes in something, and it was deferred. It didn't work out, and it made my heart sick. The other half of the verse says, "But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life." Now, I was aware of that, but I never really put the two together till recently. You see, that verse is one thought. It's one complete thought. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but the conjunction connects the thoughts. When the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Here's what stood out to me. If you do not make big plans, if you do not try to do something that would build up your hope and try to do something that would reach people, you're not going to have an opportunity to see the desire come. Yes, often the odds are against you and you're going to experience disappointment, the hope deferred, the heart becoming sick. But I realized that the third year we did that bonfire activity, that was the desire that came, and it was a tree of life. People did get saved. Lives were changed. I don't know how often I've been out door-to-door soul winning. In the first half of my time spent in visitation, we weren't seeing results. As a matter of fact, on a number of occasions, we didn't see hardly any results. And then you come to this last door, and there's an individual who's interested. Not only is he interested, but he's receptive to the gospel. I've seen people receive Christ on my last visit on numerous occasions. I'm thankful the Lord kept me going, even though my heart was heavy with disappointment from the previous visits, for the one person that got saved. Do you realize that you're the result of somebody that kept going, even when hope was deferred? Life experiences disappointment. Christian service experiences disappointment. But without that disappointment, there's no chance for the desire to come. There's no chance for the tree of life. There are people that will get saved if you give it an effort, if you'll hand out a tract, if you'll invite them. Even though you've been rejected by many, others don't quit. Because when you do see results, it's a tree of life. God will honor you, and it will be worth it. This helped me. This encouraged me. May the Lord use it to help you as well. God bless you and have a great day.